KB, 0KBJ monitoring.
For GPA, mobile.
TFW, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what you doing today?
I'm headed back to Greer for a 3-day weekend.
What's the plan?
And Monday for a company holiday this year.
First time this year. For us, it has something to do with where our New Year's Day, we ended up taking it last year for this year, and so they, somehow or another worked out, we had to give us this one instead.
I'm off is good, right?
Absolutely. I normally am off on Fridays. We're supposed to be off on Fridays, but here in the past 6 months have been on overtime, so I had to work every Friday. But I would have had a 4-day weekend if I hadn't had the overtime.
Yeah, Roger, that I was talking to you this morning, right? Asking you next Friday.
That's what it was, that's right. That's it.
Anyone, you got any big plans for this weekend?
I'm going to take daughter out to eat and out, celebrate her finally getting her a job.
Thing, you can tell her another 50 years of that, she can retire.
Ahead of time, I ain't gonna, don't want to discourage her. She finally, at least she's finally getting to work and excited about working. 21, about time.
Oh, yeah, I think I started when I was 16.
But she started off strong, was, you know, doing good, doing great, working hard. And she had a couple jobs and worked her butt off at all of them, didn't mind, never complained. And past year and a half, 2 years, she went, she got lazy, but she's starting to pick it back up now.
I love that younger generation nowadays.
Well, the truth, she got a twin brother, and we try to never compare, you know, him to her in front of her and all that, but, you know, he's in the Army now, he's a medic in the Army, and actually working on, he got up too much longer in his contract, and he's going to be transferring to the Air Force and getting into the physician assistant program. So he's on the right track. He's already married to a good girl and everything else, so he's on the right track.
It's hard to find a young person nowadays that's on the right track.
It would have been him that gave us all the trouble and everything, but because his, especially growing up, he always had all kind of lot of issues and everything, but he straightened out and grew up, and she went the other way. But she, like I said, she's doing great now, though.
He's 5, and that one daughter was harder than all of them.
I'm sitting under some power lines. It always causes a lot of noise, but yeah. Daughter, they definitely, I think they're worse. I know growing up, everything, I always kept telling her, girl, you're going to get thrown in jail one of these days. They're always getting into something that requires me to go intervene.
Cold weekend this weekend, isn't it?
Get old and windy tomorrow.
It's got the whole weekend off, but she ain't going to want to go outside if it's going to be kind of windy and cold, that's for sure.
If I can't talk to wife into sleeping alone tonight, I'm going to sleep out in the yard in a tent, new tent I got. I think I thought about it this morning, test it out and see how it does in the cold.
Yep, you'll break it in and definitely find out.
It depends on wife. She always laughs at me when I sleep in the yard.
Backup plan when she gets mad at you, right?
Once or twice in the past 22 years, yeah, something like that.
Had to navigate getting off the interstate and on to 29.
Yeah, I live.
Damn job nowadays, watching everybody else. And they just drive like crazy. KN4 TFW.
Everything. I've had several of them in my life, and I think only one of them wasn't my fault. It was somebody else's fault. All the other ones was me doing something pretty stupid.
I've been driving since I've been 16, and I haven't had one yet. So, but that ain't saying it ain't coming.
Real quick, matter of fact, I'm fixing to pass that spot I was saying about that this morning about that boy where that boy got killed that here up the street from the house. I've probably been in 10 wrecks total in my life, but, you know, since I've been driving, I probably had three myself and three or four I can remember, including fender bender, but only one of them wasn't my fault. Somebody else's fault, like I said, it was me usually doing something stupid. But I've gotten older and don't try not to do as much dumb stuff anymore.
When I tell you, get in a hurry, I just sit back and enjoy the ride. Matter of fact, I got it on cruise right now.
I'm going to pull up to the house here, and it was good to talk to you again. And I'll, well, heck, maybe next Friday morning and Friday afternoon I might talk to you again. Because I normally get off about 6. This is KO4 GPA, and I'll talk to you later. Good to talk to you.
Well, I'm glad you made it home safe, and I hope you have an awesome weekend. And it was good to talk to you again. I look forward to catching you again maybe on Friday morning. I'll just say 73, KN4, TFW.
4TFO.
How you doing? KN4, TFW. You must be down in a hole this afternoon. Maybe mostly me down in the hole on that, so I hadn't really, I don't think I've talked on the radio much in this area.
Truck running 25 watts, little 5 watt HD, little rubber ducky antenna sticking outside the car.
I'm HD'd, I'd say you're doing good.
Over the window, so it gets the antenna at least outside the car. And I was working today.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was an uneventful day, and it's a 3-day weekend for us.
For Friday. Yeah, I got loose at 2 o'clock today. I'm like, I might stay any longer. I took off.
Next morning, you must have been running late again.
Yeah, I slept in a little bit too long, and by the time I got on the road, it was too late.
Until about, 6:15, something like that.
My call by now, you probably still been around.
For this cold, windy weekend.
Stay in the house, do nothing, play on the radio. Well, I think the wife's wanting to head up to Tron this evening to go eat some pizza. What plans you got?
And now, Mama's off for the first time. She's got Saturday and Sunday off. But if it's cold and windy, she might not want to get out anywhere. She might go ahead and make me a big old pot of chili and can it.
I'm at it all.
I canned some the other day, and then I guess it's been about a month ago, and then we opened up a jar. It was really good. It's just enough, you know, for two people, and that without a whole bunch of leftovers where you don't have to eat it 2 or 3 days in a row.
You preserve it, or you just can it and hang on to it for a little while?
I already have a shelf life of a couple of years, you know, in a mason jar. And that just mostly practicing, making sure I could do it, you know, if it hits the fan. And that way, if I, you know, normally I would freeze some, but then if the freezer goes out, then you lose everything.
That's what I've been telling a wife. We're trying to, try not to hoard anything, but just kind of stock up on stuff just in case we, you know, people start buying everything out again. We won't be so bad off like we were last time.
Stocked up on some rice and some dried beans and stuff like that.
We've been doing, we bought some stuff off of Amazon while we could, like get big old boxes of toilet paper, just something to hang on to, but it'll last us a while, and then we can just order some more before it gets gone, I guess.
A box from a company called Uline, and it was 96 rolls.
If it lasts you a while, especially if you select the two of y'all, it should last a good little while.
If your store in that aisle was empty again, it's like, really? And that's just why when I got home, I just ordered it.
honestly is about the best consistent way to get anything you need is about to order it online. Had that a whole lot. I got what I got on hand, and I ain't really worried about it a whole lot anymore.
That fuel to get back to home.
In traffic on 85 yesterday morning, there was that vehicle turned over, and I wasn't sure I was gonna make it to work and get some fuel. Cause, I mean, I was sitting in traffic, and it was just the hand was just steady going down.
Tell about when you have to go down the interstate, you know, and there's no, you get stuck right after an exit, and you're in a detour then.
I think I'm gonna have to start learning to slow up a little bit sooner instead of waiting to get to that point. I usually try to, but I was already running behind, and then I get trapped. Oh well, at least I made it.
Yeah, I wanted to use my points off of my Ingles card. But I was running low, so I only put about $10 in it on, I guess it was Wednesday. So now it's good and low. I'll be able to get my $20 at a discount, or 20 gallons at a discount anyway, KN4TFW. Buddy, staying with us for about a month and that, and they're sleeping in the radio room, so maybe they got to work early in the morning or something. Won't tie up all my radio time.
Try to get up and maybe do some parts on the air, see if I can make a contact or not. We'll have to see. Did you ever check out that Winterfield day? Did I tell you about that? That's supposed to be coming up.
You told me, but I didn't ever look. And that I need to look. I know here in the next couple of months, it seems like was the time when I picked up a bunch of countries in one day. It was like a worldwide single sideband contest, and that I picked up a bunch of countries on that day.
Remember what I've seen? I've seen a couple of them coming up. I think the Winterfield day is supposed to be in the month. It's got something to do with trying to operate.
Operating under and that, but I used to get all that in an email from the ARRL when I was a member. But when COVID hit, everything was unsure, and I was laid off. I didn't renew my subscription.
Man, that like the ARRL is something you gotta have, especially at times like that. On the website I go to, I can't remember the name of it, but they do like that. 8-day calendar or something, look up and see when they're, what contests are going on. But usually it's not hard to tell if it's a reading contest because the whole digital band's covered up in it, which I guess is a good thing, but we're using them.
Any digital stuff, and that is just all been single sideband. On 30 meter?
I don't think I've done anything besides the FT8, because there's nothing real. Not really much for other digital modes. Like, there's no PSK31 that I've ever seen on there. You know, like Field Hell or anything like that. And there is some. There may be a little bit of Reedy and some CW.
You would see that it's, you know, it's channelized. You have to stay on one particular frequency. Is all you can do. I said 30, but I meant 60.
Channels, but I think you can do, can't you do single sideband on? I don't think it's like 30 with digital only.
Single sideband, but it's only 5 specific frequencies that you can be on. And that, but yeah, there's usually not a lot of traffic. I've had a couple of good conversations on there.
I don't know if I've ever heard anybody talking on 60, but I don't really scan it that often.
on my chart, but I think if it's just the opposite of the other ones. I think it's like upper sideband and not lower.
Right on that one. I can't really remember.
I'll get on this weekend and try to hook up with you. Maybe we can be able to talk to each other.
Parts on the air or something. If you get time on the radio. Either way, if I get opportunity, I'll send you a text message. And, maybe we can see if my radio sounds any good on single sideband.
Play around with it.
If I get up early enough, I can worry about doing some single sideband. Once the kids get up too loud or anything like that, wouldn't be able to hear anything but screaming youngins running around the house. We're about to my parents' house. It's time for us to pick up the boys. Been good talking to you. Hopefully we'll catch you on the radio this weekend. So I'm going to say 7-3 for now. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your file.
Talk to you today, Annette, and I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome weekend, and look forward to maybe catching up with you on HF this weekend. KN4TFW.